watch the news and have to wonder if this country's going crazy.
Welcome back to the Unite Inland Empire radio program. My name is Don Dix. I'm joined, as always, by co-hosts Greg Britton and John Hancock. We had a pretty exciting first half of the show there.
Yeah, I think Jenny Beth has done that before.
Yeah, she's very well-spoken, and it was great. I mean, I literally could have gone on for... I had so many more questions for her.
Yes.
And Jenny Beth is a person, and we now have a chance to talk to her about it, but back when they were doing the Senate primary in Mississippi, she was out there knocking on doors in the Mississippi summertime trying to elect the Tea Party-aligned candidate Chris Martin there. So she's not somebody who just hangs out in the office and sends out emails.
Yeah, and you know, can you spell humidity at that time?
Right.
And mosquitoes.
Well, you know, there's an old saying that says that an organization is but the length and shadow of its leader. And that's one of the things I always think is important, is that if a leader is going to say, here's what needs to be done, the least we can expect of them is to do it, not show up on Sunday for the largest rally in France's history, only to entertain the San Antonio Spurs the following day. That was more important than...
Well, that's the president. That's Obama's antelope.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, what I thought was interesting was, like she said, they were holding the Republicans accountable, too. And when she was describing the way they were reacting, I was thinking of that show, The Nanny, or the... British nanny or whatever, when you have these unruly kids and then all of a sudden she gets put into a household and starts disciplining them.
Right.
And then they just react and rebel and get angry. I mean, that was how I envisioned the establishment GOP, was these people that all of a sudden they were being held accountable. They were being, you know, disciplined when they stepped out of line, and they didn't like it. They were like spoiled children.
Yes, it's upsetting the feeding trough, or threatening to upset the feeding trough.
Well, we had a pretty exciting morning. We had the opportunity to walk through and do sort of the preliminary planning for the second annual Unite IE Conservative Conference coming up here on February 21st. You know, there aren't too many days left to get your tickets, and the uptake of tickets this week has been extremely aggressive. So if you want tickets, you got to go to am590theanswer.com to get your tickets. Make sure, and I think that literally there's only a few VIP tickets left. Those things have just been, quote unquote, flying off the shelf.
Yeah, I mean, it's $95, but you get to have lunch with, and you get to meet these great speakers, Rick Perry, Bobby Jindal, and the others. So that's well worth it. If you don't want to go that far, the other tickets are very affordable for the kind of program that you're going to get.
Yep.
Yeah, and it was really exciting to walk through. You know, there's going to be some changes over last year. We're going to have more room.
Yep.
We're going to have extra space, so people should be able to eat there and not have to go off the our way to the local restaurants and stuff. We should have all that right there. It's going to be a great event, and I could just... I'm so excited about it because I could foresee how this is going to unfold. And it's something that no one's going to... You're going to be really kicking yourself if you don't go to this thing.
Yeah, you're going to hear from people that went, and they're going to be talking about what a great day it was, how wonderful it was to get together with other like-minded individuals, have those conversations about, you know, where people live, how they're connecting. I mean, one of the biggest... responses during the first break of last year's event, people came pouring out of the theater during the break, and to a person, everybody that I talked to was like, this is amazing. How come we haven't done this before? This is long overdue.
What's even more amazing is by the end of the day, Dinesh D'Souza, our keynote speaker, couldn't find anybody in the lobby to speak with before his presentation, so he just went into the theater to listen, because that's where everyone else was.
Right. It's not because no one wanted to talk to him. It was because everybody was glued to their chairs. And this is this thing started at 8:30. I mean, here we're looking at 3:00.
I told you putting glue in the chairs was going to be a good idea.
While they were still in their chairs, listening to the speakers, and we, because the afternoon lineup was just as good as the morning lineup.
So we've rented the facility that's right next to the Fox. I had no idea the size of this facility, but literally you could almost hold a whole conference in this facility that's right adjacent to it, where all the tables for the groups are going to be, and then we're going to have 30 round tables for people to sit down and eat their lunch. You could literally. if you wanted to really save some money, you could buy a balcony seat for $25. You could bring your own lunch in a cooler in the back of your car, which is in the parking lot adjacent to the theater. Run to your car, grab your lunch, come back into this. It's called the Showcase Theater, I think.
It's 8,000 square feet, I thought you said.
Yeah, and literally sit down, open up your cooler, and enjoy your lunch. Mix with other people. You have an hour and a half.
Money-saving tips from Unite IE Radio.
Because we're concerned about your bottom line.
We are physical conservatives.
Physical? Wait a minute.
Physical.
We're physical
conservatives.
I haven't been very physical this year yet. I fully intended to start my brand new routine, getting up at 7 and exercising in the morning, and I still haven't pulled that off. But
well, it's been a crazy first few weeks.
Been an amazing. If the rest of 2015 shapes up like the first 2 weeks, we're going to get her done in a big way. So this is real. Yeah, we're pumped from this walkthrough. We also talked about the possibility of having there's a bar on the other side of the lobby. It's called the
Bar on the other side of the lobby.
No, there's a name for it. I forget the name of it, but at any rate, there's a bar. People will remember who were there last year. That's where all the tables from the different groups were set up, and a lot of mixing and mingling occurred. There won't be any tables in that area, but there is a stage, and we even were talking today about the possibility of having an interview station there where we can get the speakers to come back and do candid interviews and maybe take a couple of questions from the group gathered around the around that little stage. It's an amazing facility, and we're just really trying to think outside the box to make this year's event a better year.
It's a work in progress, but you know what? It's going to be, it promises to be better than last year, if that could be even possible.
Yep.
But it's going to be a great event.
Well, you know, I asked Humphrey Bogart why he's going, and he explained to me that if you don't attend, you're going to regret it. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon, and for the rest of your life.
That's hilarious. I had no idea Humphrey was going to be joining us, but
he said he wouldn't miss it.
Yeah. He's going to be kind of dusty, isn't he? Well, guys, you definitely want to go out to the uniteie.com website. You can click on the banner right below our header, or you can go to AM590 The Answer. There's a little section right off to the side. Just scroll down, click on that. Get your tickets. Don't wait to the last minute, because for sure the VIP tickets are going to sell out. And based on the way that the floor tickets are being bought, it's going to be full.
Right.
We're going to at least be double last year's attendance. So we'll be right back after this break from this half-hour sponsor, All-Star Collision. If you happen to have that inconvenient meeting in the parking lot or on the freeway with another driver, All-Star Collision is the place to take your car for that TLC that you want your baby to have. We'll be right back.
When you're in an auto accident, you want quality repairs done as fast as possible. All you need is All-Star. For over 20 years, All-Star Collision in Corona has delivered quality work and customer service with honesty and integrity. They offer free pickup and delivery, free estimates, and they're approved by all major insurance companies. They repair aluminum and fiberglass bodies with computerized frame straightening to get your car or truck back to factory spec perfection. You'll have your vehicle back fast and in showroom condition, safety checked, washed and detailed, fluids topped off, with a lifetime warranty on paint and repairs. So exercise your freedom of choice and call All-Star Collision, the kings of wreck and roll, at 951-279-9161. Mention AM590 and get a free rental car for up to 5 days or $100 off your repairs. 951-279-9161. All-Star Collision. 951-279-9161.
AM590. The Answer.
Let's get it started.
Hello, this is Senator Mike Morrell urging you to tune in every Saturday at 11:30 a.m. to the Unite Inland Empire radio program.
Welcome back to Unite IE Radio. This is Greg Britton with my co-host Don Dix and John Hancock. Edward R. Murrow said that a nation of sheep will beget a government of wolves, and we're seeing these days just how true that is.
Ooh, I like that. And I don't think that many of them are mean. I don't think many of them mean to be wolves. I think that this is what we've learned through our training so far, mm-hmm. with the Center of Self-Governance, is it's just the natural tendency of government to gravitate towards centralizing and protecting its power.
Absolutely.
Well, look at the way we look at government now is if they aren't passing a law, if they aren't legislating something, they're doing something wrong.
Right.
I mean, there's pressure on them to constantly be gaining power because that's how they show that they're being effective and earning their keep. And you know, this happens naturally everywhere.
Well, it's both their economic self-interest to gather money and power to themselves, and also I think they really believe that there's no problem they cannot solve if we give them more money and power.
So speaking of money and speaking of having power, is our government doing what is their primary responsibility to keep us safe? Are they, in light of events that are unfolding around the world, we've had the terror attack in Canada, the one in Australia, now in France. I also heard...
The New York police officer.
Right, the New York police officer was...
I just saw this past week on, which show was it? It was the O'Reilly Show, that this guy, they're showing that there are literally jihadist training camps in the United States.
Well, that's right. In fact, the organization that did a lot of that groundbreaking documentary work and research is called the Christian Action Network. They produced a film called Homegrown Jihad that highlights the organization behind that, which, by the way, was the one that decapitated the Wall Street Journal reporter, Daniel Pearl. He was trying to get to the leader of that group for that interview, and that's what led to his beheading. So this is the same organization in the United States that's running those jihad terror camps. But also, that organization, Christian Action Network, has produced a film which is going to be released in May. We had the opportunity to screen that this past weekend at the Corona chapter of Act for America. It's called Europe's Last Stand. And because of what's unfolded in France and in some of these other locations, I mean, this is some of the best advertising. I hate it, but this is obviously the best advertising you could get if you've got a group that deals in national security, is these jihadist groups and individuals doing terror attacks. We had a record-breaking number of individuals show up. We had like 112 people show up for the screening of this movie, of this yet-to-be-released documentary. It's 4 hours long. We only were able to show a part of it.
And thank God, because it's very disturbing. I mean, I don't know if
you and I saw the second half of it. Was screened by an organization up in LA called
the American Freedom Alliance.
Right. Avi Davis, who heads that up, that we're talking to about doing some more work out here with him, his group in the Inland Empire. But we saw the second half. Now you saw the first and the first half. Now you've seen the whole picture. What was your takeaway?
It is disturbing. I mean, you have to take it in small bites, because what they're doing is coming into these areas, and it's kind of an unseen invasion. Mm-hmm. And they start taking over politically. For example, France has these no-go zones that French citizens, French police, French firemen cannot go into. They are controlled by the Islamicists.
Right.
They have...
They've really ceded control of their country.
Of them are like could you imagine someone taking over a state, let's say like Tennessee or something, and just saying, okay, this state is now an Islamic state inside the United States, and you know what? You outsiders are no longer welcome. We don't recognize your laws. We don't recognize anything. And then what they do to make money, they sell drugs. They get young European women into the sex trade. They hook them on drugs and put them on out there for prostitution. And we saw this happening in England. Britain. It's happened in Germany, Denmark, all over the place.
And these enclaves, they isolate themselves, so their communication comes through the radical imam to the mosque, and that's their source of information. So instead of adjusting to the society in which you live, to assimilate into the society, that's the word I was looking for. It's just the opposite. They're radical, isolated enclaves that are outside the control of the government there.
Right, and it's just really, really is disturbing. And you know, one of the things that came out of this is the French have always appeased the Islamicists. They've some of these governments they were very lenient with, Iran and so forth. They kept ties with them.
Right.
They thought that they were immune because they had tried to buy these people off.
Right.
And I think when the attack hit, that broke the bubble for them.
Well, not
the
only
fantasy.
Not only that, the French ambassador to the United States, I forget which program he was on this week, but he actually admitted that we are at war.
Right.
Finally. And I wouldn't have expected that out of a French official at all. I mean, of any country that's dealing with this issue over there, for a French official to finally admit that we're at war with this, you know, quote unquote radical ideology, I think shows having made tremendous progress. And it only took one terror event for him to, you know, for him to do that, one domestic to France terror event.
Well, there's still a lot of denial over there, and they're even further ahead, not only in the size and scope of the radical Islamist population they have compared to here, but in terms of their politically correct deference to it.
I thought there was only one denial over there in Egypt.
Oh, okay.
Never mind.
Keep your day job, Don.
Sorry.
You should be.
But, you know, yeah, but, you know, they are waking up. And this, I think this is a positive thing, if something positive comes out of this attack and these other ones, because these aren't the only ones. In the news this week also, there was a counter-terrorist raid in Belgium. Two were killed, but they encountered them doing plots and so forth. I think the thing is people over there are seeing the threat now. They're wakening up. You know, before it was only quote unquote right wing extremist groups that saw this. I think now, because of this, and we saw this in the rally in Paris, a lot of the average Europeans are kind of waking up to this danger and saying, you know what, we have people living next door to us who want to kill us.
Well, and of course, it has to be said, is that, of course, not all Muslims are terrorists,
right, exactly,
and so on. But the denial, the refusal to understand the ideology of the enemy, the famous Chinese general and strategist Sun Tzu admonished us to understand both ourselves and to understand the enemy. And you see in this administration, the Obama administration, the absolute refusal to understand the ideology and motivation of the enemy.
Well, you know, real quick here, I mean, we have 1.6 billion Muslims in the world. They estimate that about 20% of them are radicalized. I mean, that's 220 million radicalized Muslims. That's a minority, but because of the size and how many there are, that's a huge amount of people.
Right. And we, you know, I think it's important to also clarify that we're not just talking about, when we say radicalized, we're not talking about people that are ready to pick up a gun. We're talking about people that believe that things like Sharia law should be the rule of, you know, the country, of the community. We're talking about people that are trying to influence the culture. I mean, even here in the United States, we have organizations that are trying to influence our culture in ways that would be Sharia compliant. One of the fallouts of last week's terror attack, now the Organization of the Islamic Conference, which is the 57-member Muslim body within the United Nations, is renewing their calls for their resolution 1618 to criminalize speech that's critical of Islam and, you know, critical of Muhammad. They're renewing, you know, sort of those calls. So all of these are, I think, radical, when especially when you stack them up against, right, Western civilization and our rights for free speech and freedom of religion.
And more importantly, they also endorse terrorism as a method or a tactic to achieve their goals.
In the very least, they don't speak up against it. There was, an outpouring of support in Palestine when the French attacks occurred. I mean, you know, you had people cheering in the streets.
Yeah, very, very disturbing. But we are out of time for this segment. So word from our sponsor, All-Star Collision, great place to take your car should you have that unfortunate meeting in the parking lot or on the road. They will take care of it and get you back on the road pronto. Back after this.
When you're in an auto accident, you want quality repairs done as fast as possible. All you need is All-Star. For over 20 years, All-Star Collision in Corona has delivered quality work and customer service with honesty and integrity. They offer free pickup and delivery, free estimates, and they're approved by all major insurance companies. They repair aluminum and fiberglass bodies with computerized frame straightening to get your car or truck back to factory spec perfection. You'll have your vehicle back fast and in showroom condition, safety checked, washed and detailed, fluids topped off with a lifetime warranty on paint and repairs. So exercise your freedom of choice and call All-Star Collision, the kings of wreck and roll, at 951-279-9161. Mention AM590 and get a free rental car for up to 5 days or $100 off your repairs. 951-279-9161. All-Star Collision. 951-279-9161.
AM590. The answer. Let's get it
started. Welcome back to the Unite IE radio program. My name is John Hancock, and I'm here with my co-hosts, Don Dix and Greg Britton. And, you know, coming up, we can't say enough. We have this Unite IE Conservative Conference on February 21st. And this is one of the ways that you can get involved and start doing something with some of these events that you're, or these issues you're hearing about. But that's not the only way. We have a bunch of groups throughout the Inland Empire that are having events, that are having meetings with some, talking about important issues.
Right.
And what are some of those?
Well, coming up next Tuesday in the Corona Norco area, there's the Corona Norco Republican Women's Federated Group that has their monthly meetings. And their meeting is going to be at the Marie Callender's restaurant in Corona, right on the edge of Norco Corona. Also the same night is the Corona Constitution class that's given by Doug Gibbs, also in Corona. And then Wednesday, there's the Oath Keepers group that has that meets out in the Cali Mesa area. We're going to have the leader of the Oath Keepers group on in an upcoming show so that people can learn more about, you know, what is Oath Keepers and what do they do. And then a group near you, Greg, that's going to be Redlands Town Hall. You want to mention that?
Yeah, their meeting for this month is actually going to be on Tuesday, January 27th. And then they always have good speakers as well as pizza and good conversation. So if you're anywhere near close to Redlands, check that group out.
Yeah, that was originally scheduled for the 22nd is the way it's on our calendar.
I just got the email the other day.
Okay, and they've moved it to the Tuesday, the 27th. And then, the following week, you know, Mountain View Republican Club, if you're up in the Claremont area, Mountain View Republican Club, great group. Riverside Tea Party group. You know, we were talking to Jenny Beth Martin, another Tea Party group that's in Riverside that folks can go to. Just go to our website and click on the calendar, and it brings up a calendar, shows you where these groups are meeting, when. And this is where you go to get information and learn more and connect with people in your community who are, you know, concerned the same way you are and want to get involved. There's so many things that you can do. One person who's decided to do something spoke yesterday at the Redlands Republican Women Federated meeting, who we're going to have actually on the show next week. She's a citizen that decided to stand up against a teacher that decided to stand up against the teachers' unions and has a case pending now before the Supreme Court. We're going to have her on as a guest. She's going to tell us all about what she's doing to fight unions, Greg. But why don't you give a synopsis real quick, since you're the attorney in the group?
Sure. Under current Supreme Court cases, have to pay at least the part they say is for the collective bargaining, if not just the ostensible political contributions part of the union dues. And their view is that making people join a union, a government employee union, violates their First Amendment right, because everything the union does, wages, salaries, benefits, working conditions, are all political issues that are addressed by public officials and voters. So it's a violating their First Amendment rights to be forced to join the union at all. And that case is working its way up to the U.S. Supreme Court, and this can be a great interview, and I encourage you to tune in.
Absolutely. Come by next Saturday for the Unite IE radio program to hear more from Rebecca Friedrichs, who is taking that case. You know, I think that one of the new mottos for the Unite IE Coalition should be saving the country is fun, because we actually have a lot of fun at these meetings, you know, getting together with like-minded people, having a cigar or a beer or whatever your favorite libation is. You know, your meetings out in Redlands at the Mill Creek Inn, there's great food there. There's great camaraderie. You can really have a lot of fun getting out and saving the community and the state and the country.
Yeah, you make friends, you meet people. It's really a great process, and it's a lot better than sitting at home yelling at the television set and worrying about the downfall of the country.
Exactly. At least you feel like you're doing something.
Right.
And we can make sure you get plugged in so you can actually doing something. Thank you for tuning in today for the Unite IE radio program. We'll be back next Saturday at 11:30. Go to our website, learn all about the upcoming conservative conference. Have a great day, folks. We'll see you next week. Gonna keep our guys.